local bookstores have a hard go of it because the profit margin has been shot to pieces, especially now with electronic versions selling as cheap as they do. You just downloaded your Kindle or something.
I know. Well, I'm kind of excited about that a little bit in terms of just doing a bird one, because I can do write a book that with a fair amount of graphics that can be published as in hardbound or softbound format. But then with the electronic stuff, you can add tons of graphics, and the bird has tons of...
You can add links and everything under the sun.
Yeah, again, you can link it, but I mean, you can also just publish more pages.
Yeah.
And it's virtually no cost.
Oh, I think...
And we've got all these covers and all these pieces of artwork and all these Gilbert Shelton cartoons about the Furry Freak Brothers, and I mean... as well as some of our own cartoons. I mean, just tons of, you know, you can only publish a certain amount of that in a hard-bound version.
Right.
But electronically, you could publish a ton of that.
Oh, I think hypermedia, you know, and so that
is pretty exciting to me, because there's a lot of graphical material, you know, that really reflects the era. And you can give people a much better sense of it.
Yeah, I think hypermedia is... and e-publishing is going to be, I mean, that's the way it's going to go.
Right.
Just like you say, you can have all the connections. But I think we're still at the Betamax, VHS. They're all
probably
these competing formats that are not compatible. That if you go and buy a book in one format, you can't read it on the others. And then if you want to buy, like I was trying to buy an electronic book the other day, and it's not available in the electronic, you know, I'd have to have... I think my brother has a...
What, do you have a Kindle?
My brother has, I think it's a Kindle.
Oh.
And I was looking to buy it for him, and it wasn't available in Kindle. It's in all the other formats, but that's what he uses. So.
Well, you can read things like on the iPad, right? But not a Kindle.
Them, but some of them are formatted only for that book. And so even if you can read the file, you've just got a raw text file with no formatting.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. That's not an enjoyable way to read a book.
No.
So that's why they push the buy our unit.
Right.
It'll format it right and put the graphics and give you all the flip pages.
But the thing about that is when you compress like a page of the bird, you know, it's going to be pretty small. You have a hard time like cartoon captions or the balloons in cartoons. The letters will be so small when you put them down to the size of a Kindle. You need a bigger screen.
Yeah, I would say.
And I have a pretty big screen on my Mac.
Pop-ups.
I have a pretty good screen on my Mac, but even then, I sometimes have issues with. Can't blow stuff up. You'll it'll be in a format so you can blow up everything around it, but what you want to blow up is in the center, and it won't blow up.
Right. Yeah. I find that too.
Right. So I guess I'll have to deal with that, but you know, that's a little ways down the road. First, I have to get it done.